Keith Peters reporting. Alexei Navalny, who crusaded against official corruption and staged massive anti-Kremlin protests as President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe, has died in the Arctic penal colony where he was serving a 19-year sentence. BBC correspondent Paul Adams looks back at Alexei Navalny's life.
For years, Alexei Navalny was a thorn in the side of the Kremlin. A lawyer by training, he started out as an anti-corruption blogger, but he shot to prominence in 2011 during protests over parliamentary elections tainted by allegations of fraud. The demonstrations were the largest Russia had seen for years. Navalny was arrested, suddenly emerging as a significant opposition figure. His charismatic presence on the streets soon made him a regular target of the authorities. Alexei Navalny leaves behind a wife, daughter, and son.
Navalny was 47. A New York judge has ruled against Donald Trump, imposing a $364 million penalty over what the judge said was a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others with financial statements that inflated the former president's wealth. Trump also has been barred from serving as an officer or director of any New York corporation for 3 years. However, the judge backed away from an earlier ruling that would have dissolved the former president's companies. Authorities say two juveniles have been charged with crimes connected to the mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl rally. A news release from the Jackson County Family Court on Friday said the juveniles are being detained in the county's juvenile detention center on gun-related and resisting arrest charges. The release said it is anticipated that additional charges are expected in the future as the investigation by the Kansas City Police Department continues. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 145 points. This is SRN News. Greece has become the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize gay marriage. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Ναι, 176. Όχι.
Despite opposition from church officials, a cross-party majority of 176 lawmakers in the 300-seat Greek parliament voted in favor of the same-sex civil marriage bill drafted by the prime minister's center-right government. The new law recognizes parental rights for same-sex couples, but will not allow gay men to acquire biological children by using surrogate mothers in Greece, an option currently available to women who can't have children for health reasons.
The main opposition to the gay marriage law has come from the powerful Greek Orthodox Church. Clergy warned the effect the legislation will have on traditional family values. Church supporters and conservative organizations staged a number of protests in the run-up to the vote. This is SRN News. There's some exciting medical news.
A medication used to treat asthma can now be used to help people with food allergies avoid severe reactions. The FDA has approved a new use for Xolair. It's the first medication approved to reduce allergic reactions caused by accidental exposure to foods such as peanuts, cashews, milk products, and eggs. About 7 million people in the U.S. have the type of food allergies that can cause rapid, serious symptoms. Xolair is an injection taken every 2 to 4 weeks, depending on the patient. John Scott reported.
New Hampshire lawmakers approved Governor Chris Sununu's request to send 15 National Guard volunteers to the Texas border with Mexico. Sununu called fentanyl the state's most serious health crisis. He recently traveled to Eagle Pass, Texas, to support Governor Greg Abbott, who has been in a standoff with the Biden administration. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.